last time someone has given you a really good warning, an accurate warning? That's what Paul receives in Acts chapter 21, verse 10. There's a prophet named Agabus. And Agabus takes Paul's belt and in a prophetic way grabs it, ties it around his hands and says, you know, the owner of this belt, that's Paul, is going to be bound, is going to be handed over to the Gentiles heading into Jerusalem. So Paul is being reminded that there's going to be a big price. The cost is high to follow Jesus, going into Jerusalem, to point people to Jesus in that setting. And so Paul has a decision to make. And you might have some decisions because you've just figured out the cost is going to be high. If you're obedient, if you spread the love of Jesus and the words of Jesus, there's going to be a price tag. And so with that, there's a warning. And maybe you have a sense that there is going to be a cost. So what are you going to do with that? Think of Paul's other option. It would be to step back, not be on mission, and just play it safe. How many times have you done that? Just stop being on mission, because it's just easier, safer. It's so much worse to not be on mission than it is to be on mission and then take what Paul's going to receive. So yes, there's going to be warnings. Yes, there's going to be a cost. But really think today about what times in your life when you weren't on mission, what was that like? And what was the emptiness like when you're not on mission? And then recommit yourself to God that whatever's coming up, you're going to stay on mission. You're going to persevere through the power of the Holy Spirit.